27. Psalm 27, I'll read the verses and then we pray and asking God to teach us through this holy word. Of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shout of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on the level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have raised against me, and they breathed out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, you are the light and salvation of your church. Father, forgive the multitude of sins of your servant. Open our ears and our hearts. Teach us. Nourish us. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. First time I ever heard Psalm 27 24 years ago on a cold winter night in Iran, in capital Tehran. I had become a believer just 3 months prior to that night, and I only had New Testament. I was coming back from work, coming back home, and my phone rang, and I was one of my relatives. And conversation was so short. Come to our home. Your father here, and he wants to talk to you. During those 3 months, my father had knew about my faith in Christ, but we had no chance to meet each other or see each other. And that was the first time after I wasn't following my father's religion anymore, going to see my dad. And I noticed that it's not only my dad, several of the very well-respected relatives are with him, and I'm going there to be interviewed, or maybe they trying to investigate things about my new faith. So it was very difficult for me. I sat down on the sidewalk, on the street, and I didn't know what to do. I just told myself, well, if I don't go, it maybe means that I don't Christ that much. I don't like Jesus. It's maybe some way I'm drying him. But on the other hand, if I go, I don't know what may happen to me. So in a very way that I was thinking, I called one of my friends from church. And I told him about everything and the meeting I'm going to that night. So he asked me questions and I just answered. I remember his last question before we pray was, are you afraid? Are you afraid? And I didn't know what to say. But the truth was, yes, I was afraid. And he said, I would like to pray for you, but before we pray, I want to read a part of a scripture, Old Testament, for you, and it's Psalm 27. And I have no clue, never read Psalm 27. I don't have whole scripture, I just have New Testament the last 3 months. And he read Psalm 27 for me. I asked him after he finished reading once, I said, can you read it again? He read again. And as he read, I could sense the New Testament verbs and Jesus' words through this psalm. Light and salvation. Light of the world. The Savior, my Savior. Being rejected by people, yet upheld by God. The Rock, Redeemer. God full of mercy and grace. God who is faithful. I went to that meeting. It was bitter, threats, shouting, insult. But throughout all, Psalm 27 stayed with me that night. Beloved, most people struggle talking about their fears. In the culture that I grew up in, talking about fear is somehow considered weakness. For people scared of being judged of others, they never talk about things they're fear of. But for King David, it's different. King David, he openly talked about his fears. But how? How he can do that? The answer is because his confidence is in an eternal source. This psalm, Psalm 27, comes from a time when David was facing real threat of death, surrounded with enemies. Not people who come to scold him, but as he says, by his own words, those come to eat up his flesh. And we also face hardship, trials, sickness, persecution, temptation, suffering. And for most people, when we face trouble, confidence is often rooted in things that is in our own control. Things like money, job security, education, family, or even self-esteem. But for us as believers, we must ask, how can a child of God have confidence in midst of troubles and difficulties and trials? What is the source of our confidence? We should ask. Tonight, we look in Psalm 27, and we look into four key points in this psalm. First three verses, we see that David have confidence in God himself. As we read in Psalm 1-3, David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David's confidence is in the Lord, not in a person, in a man, in his army, or in his power. Some people read these verses and imply that David was a fearless person. He never feared, never experienced fear. But it's not really accurate understanding. It is very psalm, in this psalm that we are reading, Psalm 27, David brings his fear to the Lord. This is a difference between David and many that they scare from talking about fears. David has these fears, but the Lord and fear of God was dearly into his heart. And he always will bring in all other fears to God's throne. When David fled from Saul and reached the Gath, in 1 Samuel chapter 21, we read that word of God says, David terrified, he afraid. But in Psalm 56, verse 3, which in the at the beginning of that psalm, if you later look at it, which is about that same event of running from King Saul and getting to the Palestinians, you know, lands and to the Gath, and he terrified of the king. And in Psalm 56 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Fear is real, but the holy fear of Lord overcomes all David's fears. In the Lord, the one who is the light and salvation, David says, I am in my fears, trust Yahweh. Completely personal and profound. God is my salvation, my light. He is my God, my salvation. I don't have no fear because the biggest fear is holy fear of God in my heart. John Chrysostom said, the fear of God is a wall and defense. If we have it, nothing can harm us. For David, light and salvation were not just metaphor or merely spiritual language. He was facing real darkness and real danger. And he needed God's direction and saving hand to protect him. Those who whispered Psalm 27 in prisons, in dungeons, found God's light on their hearts, found God's peace on their hearts. Is the Lord truly the main source of our confidence, especially in our fears, in our difficulties? For David, it was God himself and God's salvation was the main source of his confidence. But the second point we are looking at from verse 4 to 6 is confidence in God's presence. If David sang this psalm, I imagine his voice raising, perhaps even in tears, when it comes to verse 4. Many preachers during the centuries have delivered hours of sermon, commentaries, and preaching from just this one verse, verse 4. Look at this verse one more time. One thing how I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David desired one thing, the presence of God. The tent, the house of the Lord, represented the very presence of God. David, he is anointed king of Israel. He could ask for power, for army, for glory. But what is longed for is God himself. In God's presence, he finds shelter, a firm rock, a place where shame fades, fear fades, and his head is lifted high, even before his enemies. In the presence of God, confidence turns into joy, and joy grows into the deep love for God. He offers sacrifices of joy, shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. John Calvin wrote, "Fear and love are bound together, for no man truly fears God who does not also love him." Do we truly long for his presence, his house, his face, his voice? And in the midst of dark and difficult days, can we still lift our voices joyful and worship him, confident that he is with us? David did. Even when he was in a cave, dark, run from Saul, going to the cave, and going to the cave and hiding, it was from possible death to the kind of like a 100% death, because the caves were the place for beasts, animals. But even there, he's worshiping God. Wilderness, he's worshiping God. Joy, shout of joy when all the enemies encamp against him and they want to come and eat him up. Our second point is confidence in God's mercy. Confidence in God's mercy. In verse 6, David says, "I will sing." And then immediately in verse 7, he begins singing, crying, praying. He knows he can come to God only by God's mercy. He cries out. He has said, "Seek my face, and I will seek his face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, I seek." Confidence in God's mercy is to walk in his way. That's why David asked God to take me, lead me into your path. When we walk through the way that God is designed, a desire for his children and his people, we're truly going through the way of mercy, no matter what happened to our way. And sometimes the way that God leads us, plans for us, it comes enemies, challenges, dangers, persecution, but all things work together for our good, as that happened for David. The way that he was going was the way that God planned for him, but it was full of struggles, enemies, enmities, hostilities, but God was always with him. David tested God's mercy, and he's asking him to renew that mercy in his life. Look at verse 9. "Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. Oh, you have been my help. You have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation." You helped me. You showed me your mercy. But I ask you, I'm asking you to have your mercy on me and my life. David valued God's mercy so much that he says, "Even if my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in." Who in this world is closest to us than our parents, father and mother? But David says, even my father and my mother, they forsake me. You will take me in. You will lift me up. Friends, many believers, even today, which thousands of years pass by David writing down this psalm, but still, many believers, especially those that are coming to Christian faith from other religions, they're practically and deeply experiencing this verse. Parents reject them, cast them out. Christ Jesus received them, bring them up, hold them in his tent, save them, and made them one of his own. And that's all is by God's mercy. In 2 days, it's going to be our anniversary of our marriage. And I remember that day in our church in Iran. Nobody was there from my side. I could see myself sitting somewhere here. No father and no mother and nobody else alone from the big family, large family that I have. I could say big tribe inside of Iran, but nobody was there. Yet Psalm 27 verse 10 was God's comfort to my heart. Last year, as many of you know, I was diagnosed with stage 4 of lymphoma. Many called to ask me how I'm doing, what's going on, is true or not. And one of my dear friends that called me was Pastor Mark Evans, pastor of our sister church, Cornerstone. We talked, he asked, I answered, my condition, my feeling, what doctors say. And then he come about family and kids. What Sonny is doing, what about kids, do they know? It was when I talk about my family and kids, I think from my voice, Mark understood some stuff, and I probably, by my emotion, revealed something to him. I revealed that I was afraid, I worried. Before we prayed, Mark asked me a question. Masood, are you afraid? Yes. Yes, Mark, I'm afraid. And again, just like 24 years ago, the answer is again, yes. After talking to Mark and praying with him, I went to my office, opened my old Farsi Bible, Persian Bible, Psalm 27, a note that I had written long ago on top of it. This is my psalm. Reading through and coming to verse 13. Let's read this verse one more time together. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. It is Lord mercy that I'm still alive. Not from last year, from all that happened in last 24 years, with all the enmities, with all the threats. It is His goodness that carries us through this life with different events, trials, difficulties, sicknesses. That is mercy. And it is Christ Jesus, the light of the world, that have founded me, saved me. And in him alone, should we all have confidence and rest. So, beloved, always place your confidence in His mercy and never forget His goodness. From His goodness, by His goodness, by His mercy, that we are alive and will be in future. That we have life here and secret life eternal in Christ. And also our last point, verse 14. Confident in God's faithfulness. Verse 14 is where David holds on to the faithfulness of God. Well, I love this translation here better. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In hardship, pain, and fear, wait for the Lord and wait on the Lord. And as we wait, He is strengthening our hearts. This confidence in the Lord and His holy presence, his confidence in His mercy and His grace must be accompanied with perseverance, with waiting on Him. So then, sacred wall of holy fear of God will surround us. And He is the one true and faithful God who keeps us to the end, who renews us our strengths every day, who shows us His mercy day after day, time after time, again and again. So have confidence in His faithfulness and wait upon Him. Beloved, if you are in hardship, threat of death, facing death, trial, Psalm 27 proclaims confidence in the Lord. We may hear that that brother or sister will be so faithful, so many years served Lord, or faithfully followed Christ. But the truth is all because of the faithfulness of God that we even come to Him, live for Him, and we follow Him. And that confidence that we have in Him and His faithfulness because of all He did for us. I'm not a faithful servant because I did that and I did stuff for Him. But if I even took a small thing for my Lord, it's because He helped me. He was faithful for His people. At the end, I want us to look close into two takeaway points. First, David seek God, not world or anything of the world. Throughout the Psalm 27, David facing death and real danger seeks the Lord and he desires the Lord. He asks for nothing in this world. He doesn't even desire destruction and death of enemies. His confidence is in the Lord. He has confidence in the Lord and in His divine supervision. His deepest desire in pain and hardship is the presence of God, the one holy and marvelous thing that we should pray for, long for all our life, to desire His presence, to desire His face, to live for Him. And lastly, David leaves Psalm 27. This psalm is not just a song he sings. It's not just a melody he is singing. It's life. It's life he lives. He has confidence in God, and God is his God. God's salvation is his salvation. The God of his salvation, and that confidence, he beholds God's presence, his mercy, and his faithfulness. He waits for the Lord in prayer, in sacrifice, in testifying of God's goodness, faithfulness. Beloved, let us wait for the Lord in our fear, in our pains. He does not leave us alone. He promised to be with us to the end of the age. Let's wait on the Lord. Be courage and have confidence in our Lord and our Savior. Let's pray together. Lord, our light and our salvation, be with us and show us your mercy. Give us your strength to wait for you in every circumstances, to live for you, to worship you. We love you, Father. Bless your word in our lives. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.